Blog Talk Radio.
All right,
here we go.
Y'all.
Here we go.
I keep telling
Dag Bitch, aka 4DB Week.
Anti-hater
people.
They ready for it.
I got y'all. It's for the ladies, though. Check this out. Anybody that's really been through it.
Yeah. Let's go.
This is for the bitches that came and went. Just a little dedication to the time we spent. Because you're
gone.
Dagger doesn't backtrack. Laugh at those that do that. They always want to come back. We could have did that. We should have did this. But the bottom line is you let the dagger go. Bitch, you see, you made your choice and then I walked away. Because if dagger's not wanted, dagger don't stay. Yeah, I like to talk shit. I need a woman, not a sidekick. Yeah, you out of date, bitch. Give me a break. I wouldn't even try to date rape. I skate, why wait? For a script that don't know what she wanna do. But when time's hard, I'm the one that you run to. You crying on my shoulder. I should've made it colder. She told me to leave. Now she wanted me to hold her. When you got some other niggas, baby, need a stroller. Now I'm about to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. Gone and you can't come back. Gone, I'm stating facts. It was a choice to walk. Told me I was a shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, but I gotta make the right move. Since you left Ben winning, don't wanna lose. Subject kinda touchy when you left, felt lucky. No one to judge me, nobody above me. But no one to love me, had no self-esteem. So I jumped off the edge like I'm Charlie Sheen. Didn't die, made a comeback, tried to leave me stranded. Left me for dead, but look at me, I'm standing. On my own 2-6-2, all me, no you. Not what I wanted, I'm just doing what I gotta do. I gave you all my time, and here's what you did, you. Now I'm doing big things and keeping it true. Why? I no longer gotta hold back, no more getting sidetracked. Going through my phone and deleting your contacts. You wanted to go and move on to the next. Cause you were my queen, you chose to be the ex. I ain't hanging no more. I tried to stay, now I gotta go. I told you now I'm doing what I got to do. And that's a whole lot of smoking, snorting, drinking. Wanna kill my brain cause it won't stop thinking. You said you did, we told a lot of lies. So many smiles and cries, you didn't have family ties. But I got why the truth is I'm out of tries. And I'm about to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me, feeling so heavy, so real and scary. And you can't come back. I'm just stating facts. It was a choice to walk. You told me I was a shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, but I gotta make the right move. Since you left Ben with, don't wanna lose.
As I sit and think about what we had, I also at the same time realize what we may never be. Choices were made, actions were taken, and some things can't be taken back. What hurts the most is that you don't realize I was always thinking about the future, and I always saw my future with you until you decided to remove yourself from it. In no way can or will I ever say that I'm perfect, but no matter what, you were number one. But I couldn't make you see that, and I promise you I tried. Fuck it though, right? I wasn't enough, you went that way, I went this way, but every now and then you hit me on a Monday or a Tuesday. I don't know what to think, but you gone and you have been for a long time because you're not there like you used to be. You know that, I know that, so I guess it is what it is. Dagger bitches, 4DB with it.
Now I'm about to go. I have to let you know. Yeah, but since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. Shit, I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. But I got to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. And you can't come back. Gone, I'm stating facts. It was a choice to walk. You told me I was a shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, and I gotta make the right move. Since you left Ben winning, so I can't lose. You dagger bitches, aka 4DB, Witty.
And so, by dividing the weight and the girth of the penis by the angle, or the, what do we call it again? The yaw of the shaft, what we finally get is the adjusted penis size, or TMI. Any questions so far? Yes, little girl over there.
What's a penis?
Oh, good question. The penis is the thing we're talking about that boys have that we're measuring. Okay, any other questions? Okay, so then let's move on to the example on your study sheet. How about you? Could you read the first example for the class? Example one, young lady, please read the problem out loud.
Example one, Randy has a penis that is 4.4 inches in length.
4.4 inches?
Its angle is 32 degrees. Its flaccid girth is 1 inch in diameter. His balls are 7 centimeters from the base.
7 centimeters?
Randy notes that the drift of his penis is 4 centimeters to penis right, and its dead weight is 0.5 kilograms.
Great, and so divide by the 17, carry the 1, and we can see that Randy's adjusted penis size, or TMI, is 6.3 inches. Do we got that? Randy's length is 4.4 inches, but his adjusted length is 6.3. So how does our example person, Randy, compare to others on the TMI scale? By referring again to the TMI chart, we see that a TMI of 6.3 is 0.8 inches more than the national average.
Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.
Hint when you hear that tag, it's the kid with the pompous swag. It's two stars in that rag when I show that flag. It's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopi queen, Queen V, at Bang Out Radio. I see you, lady.
You're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio, with the Dagger and Queen B, slowing it down a little for the ladies, talking about adult matters and topics so we can see how freaky some of y'all really are. So put the kids to bed, pour a drink, roll up, and bang out with us from 9 p.m. to 11, every Hump Night.
What's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesday's Hump Night. Dagger, Queen, you good?
I'm all right. I'm sitting here about to pour me up a little bit of this Jose, and we'll see what happens.
All right, for sure, for sure. And as y'all know, if you tune in live or if you download this at your own convenience, you're officially turned in. So, West Coast Wednesday's Hump Night. Adult matters and adult topics, trying to keep it slow, smooth, adult, you know, just try to kick back, relax, and get over the hump day night and get through the rest of the week, y'all. So let's handle this business as always. Shout out to the boss lady, Topaz the Shakers again. But I'm creating great. We don't have nothing going on here at all. All right. So thank you, boss lady, for allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing. All right. Next, all independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending me music. All right. You can send it to me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can send it to Queen V. Queen, where can they send it to?
You can send it to queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvvee1991@gmail.com.
And then a quick last but not least, again, just anybody to take the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show again, to support me, to support my co-hosts, to support what we're trying to do over here on Bang Out Radio, all right? We're trying to give y'all a place where we keep it real at all time. You know what I mean? No matter what. Nothing's ever scripted. You never know what may happen. You never know who's listening, all right? That real, real shit, all right? That's what we're doing over here on Bang Out Radio, on top of playing the top independent artists from around the world and their music, all right? That's what we're doing right here, so. Like I said, yeah, I don't know where else you're going to find that. I ain't seeing nowhere else. But, again, if you want to call in tonight, 661-621-7555. What's the number down? I'm trying to catch that.
661-621-7559.
There we go. So if y'all want to call in tonight and holler at us, like I said, let us know what's up. You can always listen in the queue or you press 1 to let us know. All right? But, of course, it is something nice. So, like I said, hopefully you have to listen. I'm going to try to get somebody in the mood tonight. So enjoy. We'll be right back and see how that goes. All right.
Background cooling, but if I can't next to you, know you're feeling me. So what we talking for? Girl, take off those clothes. Take off those clothes, baby.
Take off them clothes,
take off them clothes, take off them clothes,
take
off them clothes. I'm digging you, I know you're feeling me. From what we talking for,
Solid, take off
them
clothes.
I can tell that you want me. On my tour play, shit up by the college. The opportunity in your face, you take it. Know you think I'm rushing, but the mood is fading. So what you gon' do? Girl, I just wanna come through. With opportunity in your face, you take it. When I lay you down, girl, don't start saying I gotta go, why you gotta leave? She said he calling me, I said that shit don't mean a thing. I'm digging you, I know you're feeling me. So what we talking for? Girl, take off those clothes. Take off those clothes, yeah. Take off those clothes. Take off those clothes, yeah. Take off those clothes. I'm digging you. I know you're feeling me. So what we talking for?
Solid, take off those clothes. Take off those clothes. Solid, take off those clothes. Take off those clothes. Solid, take off those clothes.
I'm digging you. I know you're feeling me.
Solid, take off them clothes.
I know you've been waiting,
on the skipper. can't take the risk. Cause I got my girl waiting back at the crib. And I'm feeling nervous. My girl don't deserve this. But your body is perfect. So this is my yeah. baby.
With nothing but she walking out with racks. I was posted by the bar, I was sipping on some yak. And next thing I know, she was sitting on my lap. So I gave her ass a smack to see was it real. Then I told her, drop it to the flow, I'm finna throw these bills.
Drop it to the flow, make that ass shake. Drop it to the flow, make that ass shake.
Make that ass shake. Make that ass shake.
strip club going up, it's turned up, man. Bad bitches to the left, bad bitches to the right. Got bottles on the way, see the sparkles in the light. So rock on chill, buckets full of ice. Baby girl got that camo, so her body looking right. And tonight, she gon' get her rent money in her car, no pay. Picking all them racks off the stage. I'm amazed how she took that thing. Baby girl, do your thing. 5, 10, 20, 50. Baby girl, get your change. Her body bang, no set though. Her juice box is wet though. She a pro, climbing up the pole in them stilettos.
Drop it to the floor, make that ass shake, make that ass shake, make that ass shake. Drop it to the floor, make that ass shake, make that ass shake, make that ass shake. Drop it to the floor, make that ass shake, make that ass shake, make that ass shake. Whoa, drop it to the floor, make that ass shake, make that ass shake, make that ass shake. Whoa.
Go ahead, shorty, watch her twerk it, then she drop it low. Wait, wait, you killing me, I'm gonna end up in a hospital.
My bad, I had to make an executive call on that one. This works out better.
Let me grab your coat. Look, let me make that ass unwind. Make sure you grab that wine. It's right there in the ice. Scoop a couple nights, cause we can utilize anything to get you high. I'ma blow your mind. Make sure your toes look fine. I wouldn't hesitate to dine. Shorty in a prime, I'm on an incline to give you this pine, girl. Ooh-ah. Baby, I ain't gonna fight no more. Tonight, I'ma give you everything you want. You and I physically can join as one. Girl, my mission is to make it come. Preparations for loveliness. This chemistry is ordering. Anxious feeling for your secrets. It's your body that I'm needing. Grabbing sheets as you breathe. This season leads to all the screaming. Twins, G-spots in your madam. Helps me get to your orgasm. Person is like a rose. Just drop your bags to the floor. I'ma sweep you off your toes. Kiss you on your earlobe. Nothing under my bathrobe. So you already know. Girl, you got that glow. Take your clothes off slow. I can imagine how this should go. First I play four. Rub on your torso. Now watch me go low. Welcome to the Young Chef Show. Baby, I ain't gonna fight no more. Tonight, I'ma give you everything you want. You and I physically can join as one. Girl, my mission is to make it come. Preparations for loveliness. Chemistry is ordering. It's your body that driving sheets, heavy breathing. This season leads to all the screaming. 20 G-spots in your battle. Helps me get to your orgasm. This feeling is overwhelming. Compare me to a hammer that's nailing. We on a plateau, parasailing. While I'm going deeper, swelling, filling up your love. Anticipation's where it came from. Avatar connection so numb. I only got one chance for heavenly romance. So as we slow dance,
body temperature's rising, oh. I can tell that you like it. Bottom lip biting, squirming and fighting me, oh. So girl, don't run from it, 'cause girl, it's coming. At your pace, we're going. Guess what? It's here. Let it shower over me.
Sick of her.
The ship? But you just started dating.
With my mighty robot powers, I can get sick of things much quicker than you humans.
Well, just remember, we all still have to work together. So try and let her down easy.
In due time, Leela. But for now, I'll just resume dating cheap foozies on the side.
You have much to teach us.
Doesn't it bother you even a little to be taking advantage of your girlfriend's trust?
Oh, wait, you're serious? Let me laugh even harder.
What's going on, y'all? SKE Records in the building, holding it down, and right now, I'm kicking it with my homies, The Dagger and Queen V, on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm here.
Alright, y'all, so let's see. What are we going to get into tonight? I guess the first thing I really want to get into, I just realized my Alternative Tuesdays yesterday, these niggas really made me realize something. Like, in this world that's going on right now and everything like that, I'm just lost. You know, I really realize that. And I don't mean lost like I don't know what's going on, or, you know, I don't know what direction I'm going in or anything like that. I don't mean that type of loss. I mean type of loss like, I'm just out of place. Like, there's so much going on around me that I just don't want to be a part of, you know. But at the same time, it's like, it just seems like that's all there is. But like I said, this is something nice, so let's get to the, you know, what we're talking about and everything. Like, it just seems like nobody cares about relationships or being together or, you know, loyalty, trust, you know, family. You know, these type of things are not relevant, it seems like, anymore in where we're at now, just in my opinion. And I'm talking overall. I mean, overall, as a whole, me included, we're all there. Like I said, I'm not trying to act like I'm out here than now or anything like that. But at the same time, there's a lot of shit people are out here doing that I'm just not going to do. But it seems like everybody's out there doing it now, and I'm not even gonna take it to myself for a second. Like, we're gonna keep it to shit that y'all recognize and everything like that. Because I've noticed a few things. We've noticed all these Hollywood people y'all be all amped up about and everything. These motherfuckers is breaking up left and right. I mean,
oh, real
Queen, Dad, did you see something? Like I said, we'll talk about y'all. You know what I mean? We ain't gonna keep it real right now. I'm gonna give y'all something y'all can relate to, because this is all the shit that y'all care about, right? Y'all MTV generation motherfuckers and shit. So let me talk about y'all people. Even them motherfuckers is out here breaking up with each other, and these people got money. You know what I mean? And they turning on each other like left and right. Like, what do you think this is?
Money doesn't bring all that shit. Like, that's what
I mean,
be
at the same time,
up.
Nah. See, what they got me fucked up. The wrong people have money. That's what I be saying. I'm sorry. Let me get some. Oh my God, how happy I would be. And I don't mean happy as in like I said, I would just know what I would have to do if people do dumb shit with money. But like you said, no, it doesn't matter. When it comes to feelings, emotions, things like that, money doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is, if you got money, things should be that much simpler. Because, I mean, in the real world, one of the arguments, you know, couples have and people have and everything with each other, somewhere along the line is money. You know what I mean? So I feel that if neither one of y'all, especially we're talking about, like, I don't know if this is true. Tell me if this is true. Like, Beyonce and Jay-Z, ain't they on the rocks. There's something going on with them or something like that. I think I've seen something like that somewhere. Cool. And you know anything about
truthfully, I don't know. Like, I keep seeing it, but it's like the two of them, like, them two.
But this is what I'm saying.
Like, I respect the,
but this
I respect
is what I'm
the
saying.
Shit out of them. Like, you can't get mad at them because you know what? They keep their shit, their business. So it's like, yeah.
But this is what I'm saying, though. So we don't know
shit,
if it's true. So, okay. So we don't know if it's true or not. So I'm not going to speak judgment. But let's just say it is true. Let's just say it is. You know what I mean? That's one of those things, like, both of them is super, you know what I mean? Y'all have nothing to worry about. It just goes to show you that if you have nothing to worry, I mean, I'm talking about shit like if we get in an argument, babe, I'm sorry, I'm going to go buy you a new car. You know what I mean? Or something like, you know, shit that, and I don't mean like buying things can make things, you know, go away and everything. Like, I'm not trying to say it like that, but I mean, if you have a real connection with somebody, on top of having that much money, there should be no issues whatsoever. That's just how I feel. So I'm just saying, if the motherfuckers is breaking up or whatever and everything like that, then that just goes to show. I saw one. Who was it? Problem and Ciara?
Was that something else I saw? No, Future and Ciara.
Future,
but, okay. Yeah.
Breaking up. Bitch, kick to the meat on me. I'm not fucking with him. I'm not fucking with her. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they just had a kid.
You know what I mean? Hey, I don't need to watch reality TV for this type of shit. I know motherfuckers that do this shit in the hood. This is some hood shit. You know what I mean? But I'm talking about y'all people right now.
Just maybe
so y'all can relate a little bit. You know what I mean? Futures, y'all, but just, nigga, it's just done. When it was all going down, oh, shit, this and everything like that. But nah, that shit don't even fucking last. So it's like, is that just the world we're living in now? I mean, I'm just saying. It's just crazy. Like I said, that's y'all. And then, go ahead.
Oh, I was about to say, I read earlier today, like, Tyga and Blac Chyna, too. Like, I guess they supposed to be breaking up, too. Like,
knock it out.
Gay,
you know what I mean?
Yep.
Goodbye. You know what I mean? And this is y'all peoples, right? These are people y'all look up to, right? So is this why shit is going down? Since these people can't be together, I can't be. You know, what the fuck is y'all looking? Let me stop real quick. Let me bring it back a little bit. Let me just bring it back. But this is what I'm saying. Is this, like I said, I can speak about, you know, people real close to me, you know, that got families, you know what I mean, out there just doing shit. You know, I'm not about to put shit out there like that, because you know what I mean? I ain't going to say nothing like that, but I'm looking at it like, but that's what people do. And this is real interesting. Because, again, I always say it all the time. When people don't care, there is a sense of freedom in that. It's a weird sense of freedom, but I understand. I understand not caring, not giving a fuck. I do what I want to. You know what I mean? I understand that. It doesn't mean it's right. You know, sometimes you have to be like that. I don't know y'all situations. I don't know how, you know, different people come from different, you know, lives and everything like that and just approach shit differently. Some people just get fed up, you know. But that's just where it's at right now, at least from what I've been seeing. I mean, you know anybody doing the right thing right now, really, Queen? Like, honestly, just as a whole, even in your area, people you know. Like, is anybody out there really trying to be on that type of shit, or is everybody just like, fuck it, I'm just doing what they want to do?
You mean like, try to work shit out for their relationship, work shit out for their family type shit? Like, yeah, like, the homegirl right now is pregnant with her first baby, and, you know, her baby daddy doesn't do what she feels like he should do. And it's like, you know, before, it was 6 months ago, like, she had found her old phone or some crazy shit. She was going through it, and they was arguing about the same shit that happened 6 months ago before she got pregnant, and they're still arguing about it. Like, you know, like, all I want you to do is call in and check up on me, and now that I'm pregnant with your baby, like, you still can't call in and check up on me to make sure me and your baby is good, you know, but she's still trying to fight for that because she wants her family together.
But at the same time, this is what I mean, though. But if he's not giving no reaction to it, it's like, why? Well, is there not a give-up point? This is what I mean. And
I mean, yeah, there's always
a
give up point. There's always a give up point, but it's just like people in general don't know where, like, my give up point can be years down the line, but somebody else's, like, I can probably deal with some shit for 3, 4, 5, 6 years. Somebody else's give up point might be 3 babies, fucking 2 houses, and 10, 15 years down the line. You feel me? And they'll accept the same shit over and over and over again. And people, it may not take that long for them to just be like, you know what, I'm cool on that. Like, I'm straight.
2.5 seconds. I mean, people, I don't know. I guess people just got years to waste. I mean, just years to waste on just, this is what I mean. I mean, I know things ain't perfect, but at the same time, there should not be any real issues. But people, you know what I mean? Because I'm not the type of person, like, I don't give off a bad, I try not to give off a bad vibe. See, I do my best to not, because I know the type of asshole that I can be. I know this about myself. I mean, I like I said, I have my own issues. I have my own problems. So I understand that. But knowing that, that's why I don't try to put myself in situations where I have to, what they say, like, go there. You know, I do my best because that's just not, because I say it all the time. Sure. People will not like me when I'm angry. It's not a pretty, but since I'm always so nice or so cool with people and everything or whatever, people just don't realize that there is another side to that shit, and I really don't ever want to have to flip the switch on that. And I'm not making threats. I'm not saying anything like that. It just is what it is. I know myself. So, in doing so, and fighting so hard to do that, it's just amazing to see how often people try to, as I would say, push the issue or push the line in a lot of things. You know, people, what they call it, pressing buttons. And there's a lot of people out there that do that shit on purpose. See, I can't lie, I'm one of them too every now and then. I can press a nigga buttons really good. I mean, this is one of those times, this is why I don't like doing it, because, I mean, I'm good at this, at that. I used to be, like I said, I used to fuck with people, like, on a daily basis, like, all day, every day, like, have people doing all kind of, like, that master manipulator type, when I used to, like, when I used to not give a fuck, you know, you can be, like I said, there's a sense of freedom to that. So it's not like I don't understand, but at the same time, you don't want to be that type of person. I mean, some people do. But then again, that's what it is. Even the music, like I said, take it back to your music or whatever. Look at all this. The hoes ain't loyal. We all know this. So this is what I mean. Are y'all going just by the songs and everything? I want to fuck you. I mean, there's all these shit about fucking niggas, bitches, and everything and all out here. Your bitch in the club, did it, this, that, or whatever. That's just where we at? Am I that out of, this is what I mean. I'm out of place, right? I'm the one that's out of place.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that to a certain extent, because, yeah. As far as, like, the music and shit goes. But, I mean, that's kind of the shit that's been kind of put into place. Like, bitches is out here just doing whatever they can to find a nigga that they could dip into their pockets with, or, you feel me, or they might really be trying to find love, but at the same time, they don't know how to find love because, you feel me, it's just like, okay, well, this nigga out here, he played me for this, and this nigga did this, so you know what, I'm gonna get out here, and I'm gonna do this. So then that way, you feel me, I don't get hurt, and then in the process of trying to do that, I end up opening up myself for love, then okay, fine, fuck it, that's cool too. But, you feel me, but that's kind of the way things have gone on, you know, and this is not something that just happened overnight either. This is stuff that's been years in the making. Why, you feel me, why females act the way that they act and why niggas do a lot of shit that they do, and now everybody is out here talking about they want to be loved, but the thing is, people don't really open up themselves for that. Everybody is so closed out because of everybody being hurt, but at the same time, it's like, well, how do you know you're going to be hurt if you don't really just open up yourself?
Well, I mean, you know what I think it is?
How you know, you know?
You know what I think it is? I think it is. I mean, at least as far as I go, because, I mean, I'm a little bit older and everything, it's just that I think that relationships and people have been recycled so much, and like I said, and every time that people just stop, you know, giving less of a fuck, and like you said, there have been so many people hurt that people forgot how to do the, you know what I mean? People forgot how to not be hurt. It's just everybody can say it like that motherfucker hurt me. Everybody can say that. You know, there used to be a time when motherfuckers used to be able to say, I mean, I must really feel like I owe. But even at then, when motherfuckers used to be like, you know what, love at first sight, like, you know, we've been together all this time. You know, motherfuckers used to be able to put years down there, you know, because motherfuckers took their time to address the situation, handle shit, really believe in something, you know. But it ain't that no more. It's just not what it is. So, like I said, I'm old.
I feel like people don't put up the fight for shit neither. Like, you feel me? Like, if you really want to be with somebody and y'all really want to be together, then what's the problem in not communicating that to each other? What's the problem in not trying to fix things in y'all relationship so y'all can have the relationship that y'all want to have? Like, I'm not into completely changing somebody. Like, after a while, if you show me that's who you are, then okay. But I feel like, okay, like, I got a homegirl right now. Her and her baby daddy been together for some years. And, you know, now they got two kids in. And she was spitting, this nigga just got out of jail. She was spitting bread while he was in jail. Like, she put, like, $700 down just for them to talk on the phone. And he was only in there for a month and a half. That's not even including all the money that she dropped on his commissary and him for him to send her letters and whatever. But now it's a big old mess, and he didn't got out of jail. And the first night you got out of jail, you don't even want to come and sleep with me and your kids type shit. Like, you can't even do the shit to no money. Like, I'm taking you to the movies, and you mean to tell me that you can't even hold my hand while we're walking into the movies and shit? You can't even do the free shit, you feel me? And after a month or a year of me telling you that shit, and I'm just like, all I want is affection from you. You can't even show me that affection, you feel me? Like, I'm not even asking you to do nothing that's going to really damage or do anything to you. Like, no, I'm just asking for some free shit. Give me some affection. Hold my fucking hand when we in the fucking movie. Fucking make sure you come home at fucking night. Like, you feel me? But I feel like a lot of niggas' priorities is fucked up when it comes down to relationships. And then they holler and scream that they want a good woman, but then at the same time, it's kind of like when you get one, it's like, okay, now I got her, but I'm still going to be out here doing this, and this, and I'm still going to do what the fuck I want to do. And that's when niggas get the game fucked up, and then you got bitches who are like, well, I held this nigga down for this long, and now this nigga's still out here fucking around. He's still getting out here getting bitches pregnant. He's still doing this. He's still doing that. Like, so mm-hmm. Why the fuck should I try anymore? You feel me? So why should
I? It still goes both ways. Like I said, if you bitches out here really ain't loyal, they out here doing everything they can do in the world just to get over on whatever, because motherfuckers don't give a fuck. Nobody has no feelings when it comes to anything anymore. That's what I'm saying. Feelings are dead. Seems like it. I mean, you have feelings for what? A little while, this, that, you know what I mean? It feels good for it, but you know, that real, like, in-depth type shit. Nobody's really ready for that anymore. I mean, it's a whole new world. You know, you just... Because who has that? Who really has that? Or, you know what I mean? It was crazy because, like I said, looking at my own situation, like, one person I know, as long as I've known him, when I first met him, he was with the same girl, you know what I mean? Boom, like years. We're talking 10 plus, you know? And then just one day, it just, you know, some shit went down, this, that, whatever, and it was just done. And it's like, for real. It's just, you know, niggas. And it's crazy because you think that, oh, no, that's not about to happen. Not with y'all. And then you look over here, and then I see another situation. Like I said, people got families, and people ready to walk away from the family, you know, not walk away from their children, but walk away from the family, you know, just to do what they got to do or what they feel. And that shit is just crazy.
And yeah, that shit is crazy. Like, hell no. That shit is sad when you think about it. Like, you feel me? Like, I just, like, you spend that long together and you mean to tell me, like, none of that shit is fixable? Like, y'all really can't, you feel me? After all the time that y'all spent together, y'all really can't sit down and really come to a conclusion.
What was crazy, he was like, man, but when it gets to this point, though, and I have to agree, when it gets to this point, like, if everything she say or everything she do, you know, really just irks you, like, if it really just does bother you, like, her, the sound of her mere voice, you know what I mean? Because I've been there as well.
Wow.
you know, where you're kind of avoiding each other, you know, where you kind of standoffish, or even when you try to get close, you know, one of them always, you know, or something. I've been in that situation, you know, but in my situation, at least there wasn't a child involved, you know. But either way, when it's like that, you know, that really isn't a good environment, you know, because right. at some point it's gonna pop off if it does get to that point. So, I mean, I understand, so I have to respect it, but at the same time, this is a new situation that just came up with me, you know, so that I found out about. So the last time I heard about this situation, you know, I was asked, you know, what I thought, what a nigga should do. And I'm like, nigga, you got to be, if you willing to really walk away from that, then okay. If not, then don't, you know, don't pursue or don't even get into anything else or whatever, because it's just not worth it if you're not willing to really walk. Like, it's like, nigga, right. I come to find out, nigga, like, but then I come to find out, like, nigga, like, recently, like, nigga, I'm ready to walk. Like, nigga, like, walk? Like, oh, like, damn. That's like, but then that's what he said. He's like, nigga, like, when it gets to that point, like, whoever, it can go either way, even for ladies, if you feel the same way, you know, and the sound of that nigga voice, just, you just can't, you know, you ready to slit that nigga throat every time you hear, you know, if you just that bad, then it's just really not safe. There's no reason to
be in that situation. Now, I have a question going the other way, because I had to sit down and talk to my homegirl about this, the same girl, but, like, They have their children involved. They live together. They've done all of that shit. Like, but I've also, like, personally, like, I've been there from, like, the time that they met up until, you know, like, on a regular basis. Like, I'm not, you feel me? Like, I've had to step away and handle my own little business. You know, not nothing towards her or anybody else, but, like, I had to step away and handle my own business. But I was like, really, you know, I was there. And, you know, I seen it when they first met, when the nigga was like, no, I want her. Like, I want her right there. Like, nah. Like, that nigga was coming up to me like, yeah, I want to be with your homegirl. Like, this, that, and the third. Like, I was there when the nigga was like, okay, boom, I got her. Like, now we about to start trying to take this relationship to another level. Like, I was there when they had, when she got pregnant with baby number one, like, then it's like shit started going south, and I was still there. Like, nigga was putting his hands on her and beating her ass while, you know, she was pregnant. I'm in there trying to break the two of them up because, my nigga, she rolling around 6 months pregnant with your baby, and you pushing her into walls and shit. Like, you feel me? Like,
well, see,
I was,
that's
like,
not
I was
see,
there.
That's not your business. That's not
yeah,
business.
That's not my business, but at the same time, it's like, you gonna beat up on a pregnant girl? Like, for real?
Yep. Niggas do that.
No. No.
You know what I mean? But
like,
that's
no,
her,
that shit's
but at
not
the same
cool.
Time, but that's her,
like, no,
but that's her
not
fault.
Cool.
But you could walk. This is what I'm saying. That's what I mean.
But wait,
you could
no, wait,
walk.
Wait. Let me, you feel me?
Walk.
I understand. Wait, but now, okay, so now we're here. Now we're here, and this is the same motherfucker, like I said, she didn't put all this money down on this nigga, and while he was in jail. Like, it's been a mess. Like, it's been a complete mess. And I'm like, and yesterday I had to have, like, a real conversation. Like, okay, my nigga, like, I understand that's your baby daddy and you love him. Like, you feel me? Like, I understand, but I don't understand because I'm not in that situation. You feel me? I don't have a baby daddy. So, but I do understand what it's like to love somebody and you not wanting to let them go. And then on top of that, you feel me, having all the stuff that you guys have had together. And you feel me, not only one baby, y'all got two babies together. And then you got one on your own. You got three kids that you need to be worried about. You feel me? But it's like, to me, it's like when, you know, after everything that you've been through, it's like, I want to tell her, I've told her, like, okay, boom, you need to really sit down. Like, I didn't tell her that she needed to walk, even though I feel like that is my very own personal opinion, that she needs to get her shit and she needs to be worried about her and her kids. Like, that's my very own personal opinion. But I told her, I was like, this is what I told her. I told her that you need to really sit down and really evaluate your situation. Like, take out the fact that you do love that nigga. Now, what is it that he does for you that makes you happy, that you really want to keep going back to that nigga?
you know, take away the fact that, you know, he has paid a couple bills and, you know, all that other stuff. Like, take that shit away. Like, you know, what does he do that makes you happy? Let's not talk about money. Let's not talk about none of that other shit. Let's not talk about materialistic shit. Let's not talk about him paying car notes and all that other shit. Let's talk all the free shit. Let's talk about, you know, she's like, oh, well, I really don't know. And I'm like, see, that's the situation that you really need to evaluate, because if it was all to be gone tomorrow, like, could you go through the dirt and the trenches and the mud with that nigga, knowing damn well that all y'all got right now is love? That's all y'all got? Like, could you do it? You know, and then him still being the person that he is. Because even though y'all ain't got shit now, is he still going to continue to beat your ass now? Is he still going to continue to, you know, not come home at night? Is he still going to continue not to, you know, not to do a lot of the shit that you want him to do? Now, is that okay? Is that acceptable? Are you going to continue to waste your time? And if you are, now, as a female, I feel like when you go through shit like that, do you sit down and you talk to your homegirls about it? Or is there a point where you stop talking to your homegirls about it or your homies about it? Because you're not going to walk away.
Yeah, if you're not going to walk away, then don't complain. You sit there and take your ass whooping and sit there and ha-ha, be laughing, be one of the dumb bitches. Like, that's what, you know, that's the one thing I know I can't stand. You know, a bitch that does that. Like I said, don't complain. Like I said, we keep it real over here. If you in that situation and you know you're not going to walk away, if that nigga is just so worth the ass whoopers or this, that, or whatever he puts you through, if he's worth it, then shut the fuck up. Be that bitch that just be like, okay, you know, you just already know the routine. Don't complain. Don't woo-woo. And then just be happy, nigga, if you obviously like that shit. I mean, I don't, for whatever reason, I don't know. There are all those people that do. But like I said, there also be those people that, like you said, take the ass whooping and then go crying to people, to their family, friends, this, that, whatever. Man, we should do this, we should do that, and everything. And then she's right back in that same situation. So, I mean, you're wasting time talking about it. Just be happy, don't go nowhere, and just take it like a woman, I guess, if that's how you want to do it. I'm not condoning it. I'm just simply saying. All right? Dagger's Double Play. We'll be right back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday. Something like Dagger, Queen V, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
Man, this shit is crazy right here, man. I don't know what I gotta keep doing. I keep doing y'all. Y'all ain't fucking with this ass. I hate.
Alright?
Yeah. LA West Coast all day.
Killing shit, a homicidal, crazy nigga in a bell tower, sniper rifle, headhunting niggas. Used to think that we was bad, now I'm always getting high. Used to think I'll always had a homie, little Philly dog. Used to think I'd never cry, and now a nigga's out of tears. Realizing what I used to think doesn't matter here. Used to think that self-esteem I never had, it played the wall. Now all I do is wave my middle finger.
Used to be a used to. Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, ain't no telling what I might do.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, ain't no telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt. I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I was in love till it hurt. When is my time gonna come?
It ain't gon' happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used to.
The mother niggas, they ain't me to die. I'm getting sick of A-Bone.
But I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
What I
the mother niggas, they ain't need a jacket. Yeah,
used to be the fat kid, 285 pounds. If I was in your class, I'm the one you would clown. Used to think things would never change, a nigga couldn't get the help. Used to think my life was worthless. Used to wanna be the nigga that I saw on the TV. Used to wanna platinum records just for selling my CD. Used to lie to everybody, telling bitches what they wanna hear. Karma's real, used to think it wasn't. Year to year, I used to think that things would get a little better. Used to think that I would make it rap, and now I'm thinking never. Used to think you needed bars to win an award. Do you hear and see these niggas? Not now, I used to think that that would be me. But I used to think I wouldn't be alive to see. Woe was me. Used to think they wouldn't care a dagger to the stuff and die. The only thing that you can never say, he used to never try.
Used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I'm still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I want your love to the
end.
When is my time gonna come? I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
being what I used to.
Some other niggas, they ain't me. The guy can be the nigga,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
fuck what I used to think, I'll tell you what I'm thinking now. Step your bars up and shut the fuck up and shut down. Bitches out of bounds, better pick a lane and do it quick. Cause I don't follow pussy over here, pussy follow dick. If you got a problem, turn around and walk. You either with it or you're not, that's it. We don't gotta talk, get the big boot. Bitch, you ain't cute. I'm watching thirsty niggas cause they like to pick last and first shoot. Priorities don't mean a thing when homies are your enemies. And bitches getting babies, not a job or a wedding ring. Sad thing with sympathy, what are you, delirious? Check the dictionary, in between shit and syphilis. Never been more serious, niggas don't even come around. The only niggas that I know that hold it down. About to smoke a pound, dagger severed and medicated. Pupils dilated, I admit it,
gotta stay faded.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I'm like.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I
used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I want your love to the end. When is my time gonna come?
Ain't gon' happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Being what I used to.
The niggas, they ain't me. They ask me to take an egg.
Yeah, yeah. I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
All right, the dagger. I gotta put my heart on this one, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You got a problem with that? Fuck you, all right? For real.
Serious.
This shit right here fucked me up, all right?
All right.
It's the only way I can express that shit.
Deal with it.
So here we go.
Gotta keep it pushing.
Yeah.
What's love gonna do about it?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I know the path I'm choosing.
Right.
I lost a lot in life.
You
didn't plan on losing.
Uh-uh.
But here I am, a better man, and yet I stand alone. I am a king, you were my queen, but then you went and left the throne. I can't believe it, but so be it. Now it's over, dead and done. Could've fought it out together, but you'd rather turn and run. Begging isn't what I do for you, I did a lot of things. Still cussing, yelling, fighting.
Damn.
I paid the rent, I buy the food, I get the drink, I buy the weed. But now the times are getting hard, I guess there's more you really
what else?
Need. In the streets 5 days a week, I can't hate, she kept me straight. She told me straight out to my face.
I'm going out, I got a date.
I turned my head and walked away to smile while you walking. Now I'm thinking in my head, I should
choke this bitch and knock her out.
That's some crazy shit, I know, but hey, these feelings fuck me up. Be glad my mama raised me right, so I'll just chuck these deuces up.
I'm with some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say, say bye bye, say, say bye bye, say, say bye bye to her.
Stomach hurt, can't even sleep. Laying in my bed alone and all I do is count the sheep.
What?
I was
feeling no longer weak. You have my heart, don't want it back. All I got is self-esteem, and sorry I can't give you that. I wanted you to tie me down. Instead you chose to set me free. You said,
I'll always have your back.
You should have never lied to me, cause now I'm just a psychopathic lyricist that broken heart is screaming.
Fuck the world and all those idiots.
Yeah, she got me started. Dearly departed, now the death would be an easy route. Gotta live my life without you. Thought we had it figured out. Tried to talk, you chose to walk. Told me I ain't worth a thought. I gave you everything I had to give, plus the shit I bought. Now that's just wasted money, it ain't funny, I ain't laughing. Now you out there talking shit, not telling folks what really happened. Had a ring, you had a home, you let a bitch come fuck it up. Believing every lie she told you, made you chuck them deuces
later.
No.
I'm with some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces.
Serious, man. I never wanted to get like this.
Something better.
Real shit.
No more time to make
I ain't got a lot of no motherfucking about it. A bunch of bullshit.
I got so much to say, got even more I gotta do. Instead of worrying about your ass and who's fucking you. But hey, that ain't my business, I'm kinda saucy, feel the fire. Told me there was no one higher, waiting, got a new supplier. Yeah, I used to be a liar, made a change, I had to grow. Opened up my heart and soul, and now you wanna let me go. So you can go and do whatever, moving on to something better. Left me once, left me twice, third time, that's forever. I never wanted this, enough, you got me pissed. You ain't making shit, but still you talking, throwing, breaking shit, you stupid.
Whoa.
Hold up, nah, I still won't call you out your name. You nothing like the mother bitches, why you wanna act
why?
The same?
Why?
This is just my pain, cause I can't lie, she fucked me up. She told the cops I fucked her up.
Then what they do?
They locked me up. I could've fucked you up, but nah, I say that's over Jerry Springer.
Fuck you, Dagger.
Fuck you too, whatever. Deuces. Two middle fingers.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
Better,
man, I didn't want to move on, but fuck it, I got no choice yet. It's not in my hands anymore. I did everything I fucking could, you know what I mean? But what can a nigga do? But keep it pushing. Keep moving forward. And stop crying about that shit, right? So fuck it, that's what I'm gonna do. This shit still hurts like a motherfucker. But fuck it. Deuces.
Fuck it. One more. One more. I can't let it ride like that. I can't let it go like that. Ah, shit. All right, come on. Ah, now you want to start dipping. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. The DAG. L.A. West Coast all day. Tired of the bullshit, the bitches,
fake shit,
the haters,
all of them, you know what I mean?
All y'all motherfuckers.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Gotta keep it pushing.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
Hey. On to the next one.
Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use DDT to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it
stack up.
If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no
backup.
I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me.
A photograph. And I know who took it. His name is Kyle Broflaski.
If it's a photo, what's the big deal? Why don't you just print out another one?
It's a big deal, fucking okay? High. That picture is my property, and I want it back.
Okay, what is the picture of?
Why does that matter?
Well, how are we going to find your picture unless we know what it is?
All right, it's a picture of me.
Why did I do
me.
That?
Yes?
It's a picture of me. And, what appears to be a penis.
Why did I do that?
In my mouth.
Come on.
You were sucking somebody's penis.
No, I was not. I was asleep. And this person just put their penis in my mouth without me knowing and took the picture.
I see.
Yes. Now, it may appear in the picture that I'm actually looking at the camera lens and smiling with the penis in my mouth and giving a thumbs up. but I assure you, I was fast asleep.
Well, we'd have to get a warrant first, approved by a grand jury.
I don't have time for that. We have school tomorrow.
I still want to hear my song. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I gotta do it.
Yeah. The DAC. LA. West Coast. All day. I'm tired of the bullshit. The bitches. The haters. All of them. You know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. To push. Let's keep it going. Yeah. Hey. On to the next one. Check. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holla at you real quick. Hope you a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use EBT to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it
stack up.
If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no
backup.
I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged, nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, you want your Facebook link. Spending all this money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, done it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right.
Come on,
he
get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better.
I'm
gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. These things you have done, they said, yeah.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better.
You
gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me live along your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See, there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, gotta make that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titties sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waiting long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, while I'm grabbing your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, got it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
This is my state-of-the-art surveillance center.
Why does a pimp need a surveillance center?
Included in your retainer fee is state-of-the-art bit surveillance. Quiet Storm here has been monitoring your wife's conversations and emails.
Daddy, I've got transcripts of all the conversations today, no mention of Usher. I'm hacking into your email now, but the computer is running a bit slow. Perhaps if we didn't have dial-up.
Bitch, don't start with that we need another computer again. You say that shit every time a new iMac comes out. You ain't slick. You better make that G4 work, bitch, and stop playing with me.
Yes, Daddy.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, my bad about that. You know, there's a little interruption we had right there. I was, you know, I'm getting under the influence, so might start slurring a little bit. You know, a few mistakes may happen, but hey, we know that that's what may happen here. But the show must go on. If you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, chill in the queue. First one to holler at us, and how you doing, MIA? How you feeling tonight?
What it do? I'm a little under the influence, my damn self. I mean, it's been for a while. Good, I'm good.
That's good.
All right,
just
so I done looked up some shit while we was in break real quick or whatever. So here's what we're gonna do, because you know it's come nice, and there's some weird shit going on in the world, especially when it comes to sex and just the things that people do, and some of the stories that people actually get caught for. Now, here's some that I picked out. I just picked out two quick ones real quick, and then I'm going to read off a couple of them. I'm going to read off a couple of, like, headlines to y'all, and then y'all tell me which ones y'all may want a little bit more information on. But here's the ones I already plucked out myself. Like, there's a woman in Austria who admitted to filming a pornographic video inside of a church. You know what I mean? Here we go. This is what
you
I mean,
said she stole the video
in.
Inside the church?
She filmed a pornographic video inside a church. Here's what happened.
She bold.
Yeah, exactly. Here's what happened. In the video posted online, the woman whose face was not shown undoes her top and caresses her breast while holding what appears to be a Bible and a rosary. I mean, are you asking to just go straight to, you know what I mean? Are you just asking for it at this point?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Now,
that's fucking ridiculous.
Now, the New York Daily News reported that at least two porn videos featuring the same woman were filmed at the same church in June. Now, according to Austrian Times, the priest of the church went to the police. After, now here's the part that's kind of funny to me, right? Here's how they found out about the video, right? They found out because the people that went to that church recognized the video. They recognized the church in that video. So then they're the ones that's like, yo, priest, our church is in
okay,
the video.
Okay, so who else is watching porn in the church?
Right.
Exactly. Y'all were all that. So how much fucking porn is y'all watching?
Exactly.
How much porn is y'all watching that y'all can recognize your own church? What poor side is y'all on? Like, this is what I mean. What was I talking about earlier? This shit right here is crazy. Nigga, prime example right here. This is funny as fuck. Because, I mean, most people ain't going to catch that. You know, but y'all was right there with me. Like, how much fucking porn is y'all watching where y'all could sit there and be like, yo, pastor. Could you imagine if it was a black church? Just like, pastor. There was somebody fucking in the back, pastor. You're like, yeah.
I was sitting in that same row she fucking in.
No.
And
oh,
then
no.
after
it has
the
to be somebody who has access to the church, or is
I mean,
it one of those churches that's just open,
know.
Or what the fuck?
It
got to
be
a big ass Catholic church, because Catholic churches are the only churches who I know who stay open. A black church, any other white church, the motherfuckers are only gonna open on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, maybe Fridays. Choir practice, you feel me? Anybody
but it was some porn star. The police caught him, and after the footage was screened on local television, a tipster came forward and said he recognized the woman's breast. And what type of shit is this?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just snitching,
right.
though. I mean, is this what he like? Hey, that's some shit. Like, hold on. Everybody's watching the video, and not only that, motherfuckers, at least enough people to watch it where somebody was like, hey, I know them titties right there. You know what I mean? Because they said they didn't show a face. So he was like, man, I know them titties, but you know what? Some girls' titties I can recognize too. I think I can do it. If you put me on one of those game shows, and you know they line them up, you know where they cover everything, where you just got nothing but titties, like and be like, which one do you know, or something like that. I think I could do that. I mean, titties are, you know, like a fingerprint, right? Not, ain't no, oh, there's only two titties that are, or however, right? There's only two titties that's the same. Besides that, ain't no two titties the same, right? Yeah, I'm going to assume that. But let's see. What else? Could police confirm the women did not have permission to film inside the church? After some debate, it was decided that the church would not have to be reconsecrated. They decided, okay, well, we don't got to bless the church over again. It's okay, I guess. Like,
wow.
Oh, man. Now, here's something else that, like I said, here's something else that I pulled. Because, you know, I like to go for the little gross factor a little bit every now and then. You know, every now and then. But a 38-year-old woman in Scotland who told doctors she was suffering from shaking, inconsistency, and severe weight loss turned out to have a sex toy stuck inside her vagina that had been there for 10 years.
I heard about that one.
Oh, my God.
About that one.
Damn, bitch,
yeah.
You forgot you played with your pussy, like.
Yeah. No, it was something like, it was something like her and her dude was, like, playing with the sex toy, and, like, the nigga left it in there, and she ain't even noticed it was in there. Cause shit. But I'm trying to figure out how, you know, like, you know, even if you get the little miniature sex toys, like, no, nigga.
No,
like, dude. I know that shit is in there. Like, you ain't going to leave no shit like that up in there for 10 years and then turn around and try to tell, like, I'm just not going to know about that.
Bitch, you ain't had no kids in 10 years. Like,
by the time the surgeon found it, the toy's effects were potentially life-threatening. It had caused a bladder blockage that was forcing urine to back up into her kidneys, and had also created a vaginal fistula, which is a tract that causes urine to flow into the vagina. Ew, nasty. Like I said, watch the sex toys, ladies. Don't dig in there too hard, you know. See, that's why you don't need sex toys. Just find you a man.
I don't want to.
Get some real shit. Right.
Yeah.
Even then, like, even if me and my nigga is playing with a sex toy, like, okay, like, next time I go back to try to get it, like, I'm not going to ask where the shit is at, like,
exactly, right? That's what I'm saying, like, just gone, like, just disappeared.
All right, now here goes some dumb shit. Like I said, this is just I'm just knocking these out real quick. These look like just real quick headlines. A Michigan woman, Sadie Bell, was convicted April 2014 of shooting her lover. Why did she shoot him? Because he did not produce enough ejaculate. He did not produce enough ejaculate when they had sex. She was mad because that nigga did a nut on her enough. So she shot him.
I mean,
oh, okay. That sounds like a good reason to shoot some fucking body. All
right. Why would he think he was cheating? He was cheating on her ass. You was cheating.
That was probably it too. She was probably pissed off because that nigga was the other time, nigga. I ain't gave you pussy in like a week and a half, nigga. No, I need all of that. Where is all of that at?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why if you're gonna put it out, you gotta make sure you try to blind the girl and make sure she can't see, because that's the only way they're gonna understand. Because then they gonna want you to do it. They gonna want you to do it, no boss. They gonna be scared. But I mean, you ain't gotta shoot a nigga. I mean, why you gotta? Ah, see, that ain't right. That ain't right. What else we got? Let's see. A man accused of having sex with a pool raft. I mean, I can get in the deep. A pool raft. I guess one of those things that floats around in the pool. You know, I don't know how you had sex with that.
How do you have
woman
sex
there.
With that?
Well, he was
helping
out.
No, yeah, no.
It could have deflated. I mean,
let's have
but
a look.
Even then,
hold
like,
on,
how pleasurable is that? Like, that's just plastic. Like, but, I mean, I guess
let's
they
hold,
make plastic
hold.
Pussies and shit. So, I guess if he cut the hole right, I guess.
But it looks wet, though.
Mm-mm.
It's deflated right in.
Let's see.
Let's
see. He was arrested. This is why I can't live it. It's funny because where I work at, I be seeing motherfuckers go to these places, and I always be thinking when they go to these places, like, what the fuck are you going there for? This shit goes down in Hamilton, Ohio. Like, what the fuck do you go to Ohio for? There's nothing in Ohio. Now, He was arrested for allegedly having sex with an inflatable pool raft by the side of the road. Not in the pool, by the side of the road.
Something's probably wrong with him. No,
he probably thought
something.
He had a blow-up doll. Probably
no, even then, you're on something. You have a house
and this is
on the side of the road.
This is not the first. This is not the first time. Not the second time. This is the fourth time he's been arrested for this kind of offense. Four times.
Yeah, no, he likes that shit. He likes to be out.
Well,
I'd rather be
arrested for doing some shit like that than being a child molester.
Hold on.
But even then, get you some pussy for some shit like that. If he's going to be caught on the side of the road, let's at least see some real shit.
But he was caught. He was caught with his pants down in an alley with his neighbor's pink inflatable raft. At least he got the pink one. At least he got the pink one. You know what I mean? At least he got the pink
with
raft.
So that means he does have a house. So why didn't you take the shit in the house and do that in your own privacy? Why are you going to go to a dirty-ass alley and pull your dick out
and
put it in?
Wait.
That's
okay. And it gets better. He went to jail but was arrested again in 2013 for having sex with the exact same raft. He went back for the same
I would have threw that shit away and burnt it straight in the motherfucking trash.
Your kids gonna be floating around
that's
shit that
nasty.
Somebody else is in. Like, that's nasty as
he met it all up in that shit, you feel me?
That's so gross.
They didn't even say that until I sit down.
Alright, y'all just chill for a quick second, hold on.
Oh, damn.
I can't. People are weird. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't. That shit is crazy. It's like, I don't understand. Why would you do some shit like that?
Man.
Go out here with your. Just your dick out. Just let me whip my dick out and put it into a little thing. Like, what the fuck?
I've seen this shit on the internet. Well, Facebook. Well, where people. Was like, it was this couple who had, like, went into a bathroom. They was, like, kissing on hard and shit. This white couple. She has a bottle in her hand. You know, they was kissing hard and shit like that. She put the bottle down. And then, I guess, pushed her or some shit like that. And then she slapped the fuck out the nigga, like, 3 times. Like, bow, bow, bow. And then pushed him up against the motherfucking wall, and then they started kissing again, right? So I'm like, fuck it, maybe this nigga just like his ass beat. Maybe that's how he get hard, you feel me? Like, so they start kissing again or whatever, and then she did the same thing. She kicked the nigga in the dick, you feel me? And then she slapped the nigga, you feel me? And then they start kissing again, you feel me? Next thing I know, she pushed the nigga again. The nigga fell on the motherfucking ground, and she started kicking the shit out the nigga, like beating his ass. You feel me? I thought they was about to have some real sex or some shit like that. But she beat his ass, picked up the bottle, and walked out the bathroom. He's sitting up there screaming like, ugh.
No, see, I have a real ass question. Okay, like, because me and my friends, we sit around and we figure out the dumb shit that goes on in life. Like, some shit that may possibly happen in life. Now, I'm glad that you're on the phone, but, you know, Dagger, this isn't really towards you, but now.
Wait, what?
Since we're going to talk about weird shit like that. Now, say you've been married to a nigga for some years, because we just try to figure out life and how shit be working. You know, how sometimes people come out the closet after being married.
Mm-hmm.
So, say your husband come out and be like, oh, babe, I'm bisexual. I don't believe that men can be bisexual. You like dick in your ass. Like, you're straight up just like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hey, whatever, to each its own. Now he come out and he be like, okay, now, you know, now that I done told you, babe, I feel so much better about my life, but I want you to take this dildo and I want you to fuck me with it. Now, what would you do in that type of situation? I just want to hear everybody else's response, because I thought my response was funny as fuck.
First of all, I would be heartbroken. Your
ass would do it, Queen. I already know what you would do. Your ass would do it.
Go ahead, and my I'm gonna tell you what Queen I said, but I want to hear.
I know you said you do it, and you do it, and but you wouldn't do it like you cared. You do it like you was mad, like nigga, fuck you there, then you leave afterwards. My bad. Go ahead. I'm just assuming.
I'm just like, man, I don't know. That's like some crazy shit, nigga. You want me to fuck in your ass? Like, I need a manly man, like. I don't know.
But I mean, he.
But how you gonna turn this into some gay shit?
I don't know.
I didn't turn it into no gay shit. But that's real life shit, though.
That's some real shit, though, because, I mean, some men probably want a little bit more pleasure. You feel me? Maybe he wasn't getting the pleasure that he needed, and he found it from the man.
But I mean, like, right would, like, I mean, like, maybe you being his wife, like, you being his wife, what would you do?
I'll be mad. I'll divorce him. I'll go straight to the doctor and get an AIDS test and all kind of shit like that. And then I'll just let him be him. Go ahead and be gay.
Yeah, I told you.
I can't be fucking on no man who want to fuck on a man and you get more dick than I get dick. That's not going to work for me.
Okay. Now, since Dagger is sitting over here just telling what I would do.
I know you said you'd do it though.
We was sitting in the car, and I was like, "Damn, I probably my feelings would be definitely hurt." But you know what? I'm gonna go find the biggest glass dildo that I could probably find. Fuck that nigga in the ass and throw all his shit outside of the fucking house while that nigga's going about his business. I probably just be my last goodbye. I probably just give the middle finger to the motherfucker.
I wouldn't even be able to give him a last goodbye. I would think about it.
I
wouldn't be able to do it because I would be fucking crying and shit.
You damn right. You damn right. Like,
My feelings are definitely hurt, and the whole time I'm trying to do it, I'd probably send that nigga about his way. I'd rather talk about some weird shit than some facts shit. You know, no offense to the homosexuals out there. I apologize. Don't sue me or whatever. As long as you keep it to yourselves or whatever. But, no, that's just so. I'm just going to say that's. And I don't like that either. Because there is a lot of what they call undercover brothers out there right now. Let's not get it twisted. It really is crazy. And then my thing is, my nigga, like, if you a fag or if you're going to do that, don't try to raise a family. Don't try to, like, lie to yourself. Don't try to be, if you're going to be a fag, go be a fag. You know what I mean? If you're going to go do what you, I'm sorry.
That's all I'm saying. And that's why I feel like my heart will be broken because it was like, damn, I spent all this time with you and I loved you and, you know, we did this. Like, you
still
foul
for fucking a nigga in the ass with the glass there, but you still foul for doing I probably wouldn't care. My feelings was hurt, so I probably wouldn't do it.
Damn right, Queen will fucking nigga in the ass. That's nasty. Like, I feel like that shit, because I feel like if you want that shit, and for you to come to me and tell me some shit like that, knowing damn well how I feel about you, that shit is fucked up, and I'd probably, I am a spiteful ass bitch, and I would probably just fucking do it. I'd probably do it. So all your shit out.
But let's talk about this guy right here. Let's talk about this crazy dude who wants to go into a public library, right? Now he gets arrested because he's in the library, and in one hand, what's so funny? What's so funny?
You just sitting over here like, queen of fucking a nigga in the ass. That's nasty. Queen, you just do it, huh? You just fucking a nigga in the ass. Like, you know what? I'm trying to move on past niggas' ass. I'm trying to move on past niggas' ass. You keep talking about niggas' ass. I'm faded. You keep talking about niggas' ass. I'm trying to move on. You damn right. Because my feelings hurt.
Can I move on now?
You want to do that shit? You know what?
Can I move on now?
You damn right. I'm going to do that shit and send your ass about your fucking way. Don't you ever come back, nigga. You old nasty motherfucker. I would be so pissed. Like, ooh, my feelings would be so hot.
That nigga want to suck some dick.
I would be so hot.
He want to suck dick and eat pussy at the same time.
Oh, my God. I'd be so mad, bro. Like,
y'all fucking with me on purpose now. Y'all fucking with me on purpose now. Can we move on?
Ooh.
I'm tired of y'all fucking with me. Can we move on?
Oh, my God. Okay, we can move on now. I think I need that right there. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm crying right now. But cool.
Y'all killing
me
with depression.
Jagger.
Y'all killing me. Assholes and booty holes and shit. Shit is still nasty, no matter what you say. Shit is nasty. That's all I'm going to say. But this shit is crazy. Okay, I'm glad y'all judge yourself. But I'm just saying, what about the crazy dude in the public library holding a cucumber in one hand and jacking off in the other hand?
Why is the cucumber?
Because
he wants to put
the cucumber
in his ass.
He
wants
a dick.
He wants
a dick. He wants
to get fucked.
He wants to get
fucked.
You shouldn't have did that, Jagger. You set yourself up.
No, you shouldn't have did that shit. That's exactly
for a
gay
boy.
He wanted a dick.
Disgusting.
That don't mean why does that mean he want a dick in his ass?
Because a cucumber is like a dildo.
A cucumber is, yes it is. It definitely is. Don't try to act like bananas and cucumbers and all them other dick shaped items isn't like dick. And that's exactly what I'm not going to think. That's exactly what the fuck that
shit is. Hold on. Let's see what this is. Since you have a phone with the news. Y'all just off some nasty shit. Y'all nasty. This is why I can't drink with y'all public. I'm talking about asshole.
Whatever, Dagger. You already know. We turn up.
Right.
We turn the fuck up.
Now, let's see. A 49-year-old Tennessee man was arrested after making an unusual deposit at an ATM. Now, police say that Lonnie Hutton walked into the Borough Bar and Grill, pulled down his pants, and tried to have sex with an automated bank machine. So somebody was out there trying to fuck an ATM. Officers
arrived
at the
money.
Officers arriving on the scene say they saw him. Mm-hmm. They saw him walking around the bar nude, thrusting his hands in the air. He was ordered to sit on a wooden picnic table. Police say he then exposed himself again and engaged in sexual intercourse with the wooden picnic table. Like, so he was fucking a picnic table haircut.
That nigga was probably drunk out of his mind or off that other shit. That nigga was on some other shit or drunk out of his mind.
Here's what they say in the report. Smelled of alcohol, slurred speech, bloodshot eyes, and was unsteady on his feet. He was charged with public intoxication and taken to jail on $250. I mean, I don't know, but I still ain't about to fuck no, you know. But public intoxication on the 250, I mean, if you got it like that, then maybe, I don't know. What else we got, man? Motherfuckers is out here crazy. Like, hold on. What else? They say bacon is better than sex. I doubt that. Oh, what the hell? You won't believe how this woman is replacing her coworker's milk. Uh-oh, somebody looks like they pissed into somebody's shit. Oh.
I'm sorry, she using breast milk. That's fine.
She's using breast milk or she mixing her cum
with it.
Coming in the milk.
You know, we cream too. You're right.
Ew. I don't got enough patience for that shit. Oh, I gotta aim that shit right over the milk. Nah, I ain't got time for that shit. Nope.
No, man,
just let it drip.
Ew.
Make it drop.
Oh,
Oh, God. No.
God, what is the story? Scroll down. Chick, yep, but looks like, yeah, chick squirts breast milk in milk carton.
I mean, I've had breast milk squirted in my face.
What I kind of figured. Like, I mean, it isn't really that bad. Like, I mean, you don't want that shit, but you're not going to die from it or anything, right? I mean, it's not
That shit healthy as fuck for you. Fuck that shit. That shit good for you. I don't give a damn. I had
my brother once tried to give me some breast milk.
I had a nigga tell me that he didn't have no milk at the house and he didn't know this bitch. No, that's not what happened. That was the next morning. This nigga was fucking this bitch, and he likes titties, so he started sucking on her titty, and breast milk came out. And he was like, I didn't know that bitch was lactating. So the next morning, I asked that bitch to put some breast milk in my cereal because she didn't have no milk. I was like, no fuck.
He's
like, that is not so bad.
That's a lot.
That's
you got enough breast
you.
Milk to do that? To fill up a bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, that's if you save it up
she's
already.
Pregnant.
You can't just do it straight
yeah.
out of the
pregnant.
Pregnant.
She just had an abortion.
She just dropped her baby. Like, you feel me? Like, cause you don't start producing milk after you have like after the baby's already
that
out of the body. Yeah. So you can't. You feel me? So like, she had to just had dropped her baby and was
but
like,
I think
you
can
what?
Get a bottle
my
out of each
hurt.
Breast or some shit
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. She was probably like, my titties hurt. Was just like, I need. To do some shit some fucking where, so she did that shit in the milk carton.
Here's something that looked like we missed that lady should, I guess, check out for next year. Let's read about, what's this? International Clitoris Awareness Week. The first Clitoris Awareness Week was organized last year, but I guarantee y'all missed it. By Gary's group, and they called it the Clitoraid, a Las Vegas-based group helping victims of female genitalia mutilation. Or damn it, why do you always gotta kill it? They only talking about kill pussy shit that was all bad and everything.
No, nigga.
Damn it.
I have one. And
damn
I
it, they have
one.
To kill it.
Like no, no.
This is a serious issue, but Gary wants to focus on clitoris awareness week to be a pleasure that is derived from the organ. Okay, I'm with that part. Okay, we're back on track. But, I mean, is it about mutilation or is it about pleasure? Is it a thin line? Like, come on. Let's see.
Because, I mean, but Gary, what causes the mutilation? Like, you had to either make that shit or something probably happened to you to where your shit is, like, fucked up. But, like,
you know what causes the mutilation? All that fucking hardcore sex shit they motherfuckers be doing on them damn pornos.
But even
shit.
Then, like, that don't damage your clit. Like, that don't fuck up that part. Like, that may fuck up how wide and how, you know, your pussy stretch, but, like, the clit, no. You feel me? No. That's... Mm-mm.
Well, look at it like this. Here we go. So, mark this on your calendars, ladies. Bring out your phones.
Hell
no. Mark this on your calendar for next year. Gary, no, because, I mean, it's some other shit. I kind of skimmed through it a little bit. I mean, it looks like a little bit of both. Because, I mean, if you're talking about over here that... That the Taurus has not gotten its spot in the limelight. So, I mean, she's looking out for it, you know.
That is the main part,
you know,
though. That's the
thing. That
right?
It definitely is. It definitely
so,
is.
That's your little wonders.
It's like, you know, we got to go see what's up. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be like a 7-day event. I'm just going to let y'all know if y'all interested. Maybe y'all get some more information about it or whatever. Because, you know, I fuck with the clit. The clit's a different. I fuck with healthy clit. You know what I mean? I don't fuck with the disease mutilated clit. You know, you can leave that over there. That's just me. But Gary purposely decided that the Clitoris Awareness Week should be held the first full week of May. And that's, see, because they fucking with the Tauruses. That's why I make a May 2nd. See, the first, see. They already knew what was up. That's why. It's okay, though. I'm going to keep that to myself. Which just happens. And this is, you see, I don't fuck with masturbation like this, but what the ladies are, I do. Because, you know, May happens to be National Masturbation Month. See? Because we freaks like that. You know, I speak for other Tauruses and shit, whatever. You know what I mean? I don't do that much masturbating personally. You know what I mean? But we're wild with Tauruses. I better watch out. So, so that first week of May, all right, y'all, is make sure next year, National Masturbation Month in May, and Clitoris Stimulation, what is it called, one more time, International Clitoris Awareness Week. So there we go. Oh, a few more things. How about 17 things that only a dude with a small dick would say? And then y'all can say, y'all agree or not. Let's do this.
Go.
All right, we ready?
Get it.
Hold on, we'll start from the bottom. We'll start from the bottom and work our way up. Number 17, and y'all just go yes or no. This is something that to do with small dick. Because I'm going to look and see, because I don't have these issues, so I'm going to see whether it's a small dick issue. Wait, let me ask first. Have y'all dealt with a small dick before? Like a small one? Have y'all had to deal with one?
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all know what, all right, so y'all know what a small dick looks like. All right, so here we go. Number 17. He asks you, so you didn't feel anything?
Oh, yeah, no. You got a little dick. Sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, homie. You got a little dick. Oh, God.
If the nigga can hit from the back, you got a little dick.
Oh, yeah.
No, wait, hold on. Number 16. I've got the numbers here. Let's see what's on the list. If we miss something off the list, we'll add it on at the end. Like I said, this is just what I found, just happened to see have in front of me. Number 16. And I'm just quoting the little dick dudes, so let's see if they come at you like, I just don't want to do it with the lights on. Is that something a little dick nigga would say?
I want
to do it with the lights on?
Mm. Yeah, because, you know, I have to see your dick. I want to see it. Mm-hmm. We can turn the lights off after.
Hell no, because after I'm no, because after I'm already just like trying to just get it in, you gonna have to leave them bitches on anyway. Either you turn them bitches off or you leave them bitches on, because you ain't getting back up to turn off no fucking lights. I don't give a damn. That goes for anybody. I don't give a fuck.
And now we got a picture. Now I got a picture of a fat dude talking about I gain 2 inches if I lose the gut, right? Y'all fuck with a fat dude? The fat dude's really got, like...
I don't know, that's a myth.
I'm like, you feel me? Like, I'm not saying that I don't like fat niggas. I just ain't never fuck with fat niggas.
All right, another one that says, but I didn't measure from the base. You know what I mean? I got to measure from the base, and then I get the actual length, right?
I've seen a big guy with a dick bigger and just big, you know.
But even then, Dagger, you measure your dick?
I haven't recently. I can be honest, I have before. I mean, because I can say that's back in the day because I used to do just dumb shit like that, crazy shit. But I mean, now I just, you know, I'm more conservative with my penis. You know what I mean?
I've never had a dude without a ruler measure his dick. Like, I've gotten dick pics for, like, okay, like, he'll have his dick out, and then, like, he'll have his dick compared
to, you
got to
put
like
it next
else.
To something. Exactly.
Yeah, like, he'll have
that's
his
how you
got to
do it. You got to make a comparison. You got to pick, like, a big-ass remote or something, or you got to get it something, because you
like,
got to think, like, because, you know, because a girl will pick up the remote and be like, oh, yeah, it was that long. Like, it was that long? Like, yeah. But I don't know. I'd have to do it. I ain't done it in a while. I should do that one day. We got to find that out. Let's see. I'm going to see where I measure up to. Let's see. Oh, here's one. Listen. Wait. I just think it's cold in here. It's cold. Can you turn on the heater or something? I mean,
But that's the easiest one to get by with. Like, no, because in a minute, it's not going to be cold no fucking more. Like, we going to try to get some shit together. You feel me? Like,
Okay. What about this one? This is actually a line. I'm a grower, not a shower. What the fuck is that?
Because I know a lot of girls, like, I know a lot of girls who be like, damn, that nigga's dick was little, but, like, that nigga's dick was little on soft, and then when that shit got hard, it was like, damn, you feel me? But, like,
yeah,
I've had girls who literally, like, sit in conversation and be like, well, shit, if that nigga would have shown me his dick on soft, I probably wouldn't have fucked that nigga. But, you know, when he got on hard, I was like, yeah, he could get it.
That's true.
Okay.
But guys who dicks are soft and they're small, they stay small. They don't get that big.
Right.
So it's not always.
So it's a random question mark on that one. So you can't really say yes or no. One or the other. Okay. What about good things come in small packages? What about that?
It's not the size of the boat. It's the motion in the ocean.
That's the truth,
How
though.
How about that one?
That's the
really?
Truth, though, because I personally, yes. me personally, I don't yes. fuck. I don't have sex with guys who have big dicks. I always had, like, an average or a regular dick, and I get it, you feel me? Because they hit the spots, you know, they be wanting to go deep and shit. It hurt, but it don't hurt that bad like it would, you know, so.
Oh, here's yeah. one. Look, see, I told you I was on the list. Here's a funny one. It's on, but here's, I got to describe it to you because I can't really read it. But it's a picture of a black girl's ass. Like, I'm looking at ass right now, right? And it says, I don't think I can handle that. Ain't that what you said? If you can't hit it from the back, head of a black girl's ass, and you got a little dick, right? Is that what that,
oh,
that's what
exactly.
that means, right?
That's sad. That's true. That's sad.
Because he ain't getting
dumb.
In there. It ain't.
Yeah,
it ain't
going.
Nothing.
It's not going nowhere.
You humping me? You like? You can't even hit from the front. Your dick's so little.
Yeah,
like,
no. Mm-mm.
I gotta hump you. You gotta sit there. I gotta wobble you because your dick's so small. Like, you can't even fuck
snap
me.
Yeah.
No.
Snap it to a Slim Jim. What about snap it to a Slim Jim? And he poses like Hercules. Like no, that
no.
don't work. All right.
No.
All right. Now, here's a little simpy one, it looks like. It's like sometimes the smallest things take up the most room in your heart. So it's about the feeling, you know what I mean? It's feelings. It's not about physical, you know. I can overlook that because I care about you so much.
No, because I feel like, okay, like. Because
you're
going to
fuck somebody else.
Like, No,
I'm
no.
not like that, but I'm just saying a nigga needs to know how to be able to take it down.
Right.
I'm saying that way.
I mean that's part of, you know, being in a relationship. Like, yeah, like, all right, I always say shit like, you know, having conversation with the homegirls, I've always said shit like, have you ever had a nigga who don't know how to, you know, he may have it, he may have the right equipment that you want, but he just don't know how to hit it right. You feel me? Like, do you get your shit? Do you get up and you leave because your nigga don't know how to hit it right? And I said, no. Like, no, you don't just leave your nigga because he can't hit it right. Like, I'll teach you. Because, you feel me, if we got that connection with each other, then yeah, you feel me? Then why am I going to give that up because you can't hit it right?
What if he never hits it right?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Then I teach you. You know,
some niggas don't learn.
Then you a dumb motherfucker.
Then you stupid.
If I'm telling you no, go less. I like it like that. Okay, now go harder. Okay, now I like it like that. Now let me turn over. So then you gotta be
an instructor. So then you gotta instruct them.
Why not?
And you gotta instruct them. So you gotta instruct them every time.
No, I mean, not
every time.
I would hope that you get the. I hope you get the.
Nah,
lesson.
But he doesn't.
Not
he
every
doesn't,
time.
Because niggas is dumb. So you're willing to deal with the hit miss ratio because there's gonna be a ratio, and it's probably gonna be more misses than hits because there's gonna be the times when you're gonna be tired, not gonna want to have to deal with it and everything. Because like I said, you're not gonna want to bark orders every single time. And like I said, I think I kind of know how niggas think, and niggas can be real selfish. Like I said, he gonna just want to do what he got to do to it, but it's gonna be good to him. I bet you.
No.
You know what I mean?
You feel me? And that's
right,
one thing I won't deal with either. I won't deal with that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, no, we're not in it for just one. No, we need both. I need one. You that's minimum. I need one. You need one.
Mm-mm. All right. Now, here's another one. Now, what if he's good at other things? What if sex is the only thing he's not good at, but he can do everything else? You know, knows how to fix shit, pays the bills. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry. That's the type of nigga you have to keep around.
Oh, that's fucked
like,
up.
How is that fucked up? If you my nigga, then hell yeah.
My bad, fellas. Hold on. I'm over here.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah.
Bell.
Boogie. Yeah. What that shit do?
What's up?
What's up with it? Yeah, we just popping this
go.
Shit.
We like,
let's get deep. Like, let's get some elbow room up in here, you know?
Oh,
yeah. Like, what's up, shit? I'm trying to pull out my dick, you know what I'm saying?
He doesn't pull out his wife out. You feel me? Something with her face.
What the fuck is going on?
All right, no,
well,
we count down the shit that Little Dick niggas are saying, the excuses that they try to make. And they're telling me, like, if it's true, if it's this, if it's that, you know what I mean? Now, the only thing, we've all been in agreement except for Queen said that if the nigga can't take it down, she's willing to work with him, though. She's just willing to be the instructor.
Yeah,
she's not going
right?
to give up
yeah,
on somebody.
Yeah.
She's
hey,
not going
to
give
yeah,
up on somebody because she can't do it. I don't like being a teacher. I don't like teaching people.
Hey,
you
hey
either
man.
What you're doing or you're not. That's just
no,
you
man.
Better
learn how
too
to
grown
eat some
to
motherfucking
be a teacher.
Pussy. That's what you
oh,
better
yeah,
learn.
Yeah,
how
yeah,
to
yeah,
eat
even
some
about
motherfucking
you doing.
Yeah,
like,
that's
it,
true,
it's, look, but look, it's about teaching them how to do it like you want it. You don't give a fuck about
thank
nobody
thank
else.
You.
You feel me? You already know. I know. Yeah, man, you know, fuck gang, nigga. Fuck gang, nigga. You teach
that's
them how to do it how
about.
You want it done. It ain't
yeah,
no
yeah,
everybody else.
Don't come over here sucking that West trying to be 40.
No,
it's
real shit. Is. You know what I'm saying? Niggas
whatever,
be late, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
But nigga,
you know
but West, hold on. Wait, West, nigga, but for real. Nigga, when you do what you do, nigga, you do what you do. Am I right? Period, right? There's nobody,
yeah,
somebody
that's
gotta,
the only
nobody
way I
got
know.
A question. All right,
nah.
That's what I'm saying. So,
nah, I'm
going to
end it with that right left.
Ain't
I'm
gonna
with that
white
left.
This is what I'm saying. All right. So ain't nobody. So don't
oh,
come
man.
Over here talking about. So don't come over here talking about. Well, you know, yeah, you got to ride
listen,
with the nigga and everything
listen,
like that.
Listen,
and,
nah,
and,
but listen, but
see,
listen,
you don't
but
know
listen.
The problem. You
don't
but
listen,
know the problem.
But listen, but listen, but listen. It's like this though, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their situation how they like it. You know what I'm saying? If I'm fucking with a girl or whatever, I know already what type of if she can do a nothing or not. That's what I'm saying. So you already prepare yourself. You prepare yourself for the worst because you don't know what the fuck you about to get into.
All right.
You know
all
what I'm saying?
Well, let's get
man,
to the rest
I,
of the
I,
list.
Man, look, on some real shit, look, man, I had this girl light skin, I mean bad green eyes, all that, the banging body. Her pussy wasn't shit, nigga. And I tell her to this day, Angel.
All right, well, let's go up the list. Here's the next one on the list. Ladies first. Answer this. Is this true? Tell me if this is true. Is girth more important than length? Is it, you know, they got a short, but it's fat, like
a
motherfucker,
a
but they ain't got
question.
No leg. Or is it
like,
or
like,
is it the length? Or is
like,
it the long
he
short?
He won't choke you,
see.
But he'll fill your mouth up.
See? No, he didn't.
I like your stroke. I don't want that shit too fat. That shit's going to be loose as fuck.
See? But, like, now, personally, I've had this debate. Like, okay, with the homegirls, like, okay, do you like it longer? Do you like it fatter? Now, I feel like there's a happy medium. Like, usually if you get it long, it's kind of nasty, and usually you get, like, the pointy bit sometimes. Sometimes. Now, uh-oh, I got to go charge my phone. But then other times you get, I'm about to go to my car and charge my phone. But other times you get the dick where, you know, it's short and it's fat.
You
now,
get the regular
like,
size, nice length, nice and thick, nice and long, you know.
Right. But I like the little, you know, I like kind of a little girthy because then it's like, you know, you may be able to fill it up. But then at the same time, it's like you got to have that happy medium because then you got to be like, okay, now when I want you to deep stroke me, like, you got to be able to hit it.
No, about that, you know what I mean? I'll be deep sea diving, you know what I mean? You got to hit that back.
You got to hit that back. Yeah, like Superman with your two hands, you know, with your arms like Superman and your fingers dangling.
Oh my God!
And your toes pointed.
Yeah, and you stroking her like a seesaw. You know what I'm saying? You like seesawing her, just going off her ass and
you know
shit. Seesawing her like.
And they say the number one.
Like,
oh my God!
The number one sign of a nigga with a little dick, and let's say if this is the number one sign, at least this is what they got right here that I'm looking at right
okay,
now.
Okay, wait. Hey, hold up.
Are you taking a guess?
No. How many was it?
I mean, it was 17. We skipped a few because they were just stupid as fuck. So, I mean,
If y'all want to do a quick recap on some of the ones we already talked about, quick recap.
Yeah.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Real quick.
So if a little dick nigga say, so you didn't feel anything, you know what I mean? Or,
wow.
Or if a nigga don't want to fuck a girl with the lights on, you know, then they say it's a little dick nigga move. If you don't want to fuck with the lights on, it's a little dick nigga move.
You don't want to show it in the light? Yeah, okay. What's the difference? Hey, but what would be the difference if he did it in the dark? Like, she said my fucking
side
thing.
That's what I said.
I'm just recapping. There's another one here that says like a nigga didn't measure from the base. Like it got a little tape measure, but he didn't measure from the base. You know what I mean? So trying to add the extra couple of inches, I was just kind of like whatever. Skip that one. If a nigga say it's just cold in here, it's cold. You know.
Oh,
it was
cold that night.
Yeah. I'm a grower, not a shower.
You know
what
I'm saying?
I use
that one.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
that's not what? Oh, my
God. That was too much. A grower, not a shower. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? It can grow up in there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
good
thing.
Good thing coming.
You know, like,
small packages.
It's like the Hulk. You know what I'm saying? It's like real. And then it get like, raw.
All right, let's go. We got the one that's like the good things come in small packages. You know, they're all cop out everybody uses. Now, this is the one I had to describe because it's funny. Because it's a picture of a fat black ass. It's black ass I'm looking at right here, right? And it says, if you can't handle this, then you got a little dick. And it's a picture of a black ass. And it's like, I can handle that. So that's why I agree with it. It's something more I had to just tell y'all. What else? If a nigga's good at everything else, but fucking. Like, that nigga can clean this, he can do that, he can fix shit, he goes to work, pays bills, but he just don't know how to take it down.
Shit.
You know what I mean? So,
but then
wow.
What's the next one?
We just did the if girth and length is better. And then, like I said, at the very young, number one reason that they say you can tell if you got a little dick is if that's when you realize that the condom fell off inside of her. Like if you put it on and then you put it in and then you come right out of here. They say that's
from
a small
wow.
Hell no.
Is that a little dick move?
Not even a one from the doctor.
That's,
the condom
yeah,
did
no,
not
that's,
fit.
That's rule number one.
Wow.
Please don't go to the store think you finna buy Magnum condoms.
Okay, wait.
Okay, wait.
That nigga
out.
Can't
it's
even
horrible.
Fit lifestyle.
Check it out. Look, I got a story, right? Okay. It was this bitch with a gang of ass, right? She had a gang of ass. You know what I'm saying? And the cheeks would always be like together, like mwah. Like, mwah. like I was hitting it from the back and shit, boom, boom, boom. And then it was like, oh, you know that one time when you'd be like, oh, like
that.
Like
that leg get to shaking.
You know what I'm saying? That leg get to shaking.
Right, left, right, left.
I'm like, boom. I was standing there and she like grabbed it, like, I with the shit and like pulled it off. Like you said, like pulling
off. Wow.
I didn't
actually have my pussy snatched off a condom before, so I understand. But if your dick can't fit in the condom, then your dick is just little. You
right.
Feel me? But even if your dick is big, if your pussy's tight, the condom is gonna come off, wet or wet, whatnot. Like if I should sleep up when I sit.
I've seen that before.
Yeah. All right, well, here, that's those. I got some more shit. What about this? Well, here's some fucked up shit real quick while we're just hanging out and shit. Hold on. Well, here's a fucked up story. Look at this. Kansas City. Teacher showed a porno in class. On accident, on biology class. Here's what happened, right? Turn on the overhead. You remember back in high school? That's what I'm saying. This is the shit that motherfuckers doing. You remember how we got the little projector and shit? The motherfucker put the projector up there. And when the projector came on the big screen over the class, the first thing they saw was a girl bent over getting fucked from behind. It was just like a still shot, though. It was just like a little picture. You know, but before the teacher noticed, one of the students snap the picture. You know how fast motherfuckers, it's like
oh.
You know what I mean? They're right. Pulling out their cameras and shit. It's like pulling the old guns and shit. Like, man, motherfuckers is quick. Motherfucker hit the picture, like, click, click. She said she sent it to her boyfriend. Boyfriend sent it to woo-woo. Y'all know how that shit go down. Hit up on Facebook, bad, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever. Look at this, though. The mother, guess who gets in trouble? The two students.
Mm-hmm.
Get suspended. These motherfuckers get suspended for, like, what does it say, two weeks? Motherfuckers get suspended for inappropriate use of electronics.
Because the teacher was watching porn during class.
Exactly. What the
frame? He got framed. You don't see nothing wrong with that?
You don't see nothing wrong with that?
He got framed still.
But that's the problem with the technology nowadays anyways, because first off, you know your ass should have been taking no fucking pictures of that shit. Like, my nigga,
yep.
That's just something y'all keep between yourselves. Like, damn, this DJ was in here fucking up.
Yeah. You got to know,
like,
the code,
damn,
and shit, man.
I'm flipping. You feel me? But you know,
well, my fucking bitch
well,
in the car, you
ass,
better not say nothing.
One of y'all going to get in trouble because it's going to end up back on your ass anyway. You have... Like, in high school, you would have had me fucked up. I would have just sat
really?
In class like, damn, this
really?
Teacher,
y'all
you're
wrong.
Off or we not
y'all
here.
Wrong.
You in here
y'all
beating
wrong.
Your shit. I don't give a fuck. Or he was probably in
but
there with one of the other teachers probably
but
trying
but
to
get
out real quick.
Though.
Fuck that.
But why I gotta get suspended though?
Because
you wanna watch porn, and I wanna tell the homie that you was watching porn and shit here. You ain't supposed to be watching porn during class hours. What the fuck is this?
In high school, in high school.
Really? No,
so
fuck that.
That damn fast.
Fuck that.
If the teacher was watching porn,
fuck
my nigga, you had to get up
that
out
nigga
of
was slipping.
And go and tell the
that
homie,
nigga was
like,
slipping.
Hey, my nigga, no. The teacher
was
watching
porn. I'm
like,
you're
like,
right now.
Like, fuck that.
No, how am I a hater? I'm a student. Nah, I'm a student.
You thought
I'm
like
trying,
a hater, man.
I'm trying to go to class. I'm trying to go to biology class.
Fuck all that bullshit.
I sit down,
fuck all that bullshit.
Down,
hey,
yeah, hold on.
Wait.
No,
you with that bullshit.
We on the wrong show.
Anyway, like I was saying,
We already running over.
Let me speak.
Go ahead,
I gotta say, man. All thing I'm saying is, okay, he was wrong for doing the picture and all that. Yeah, I understand that. But nigga, he basically put that shit on social network. Look how many motherfuckers seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that he shouldn't have got in trouble, but I feel that, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, nigga, he had. But any other kids do that shit besides that one?
Yeah,
no.
Kids do that
okay,
shit every day, nigga. How much shit gets posted on Facebook in half a second when motherfuckers fuck up? How much shit gets on Instagram?
Dagger.
How fast
Dagger.
Does it happen?
Dagger. When you was
so
in high school, you was fucking, right?
Cool?
No. Listen. Just listen.
Yeah.
When you was in high school, you was fucking, right?
Man, but I was
right?
fucking in the fucking.
Okay, listen,
hey,
let me finish.
I wasn't fucking in class. I wasn't fucking in class.
It don't matter, man.
I mean, who cares when you fuck?
I mean, what does it matter?
What does it have to do with this? What does me fucking in high school have to do with this?
Because what?
That means
what
that
I'm
you can fuck. Everybody fucks.
But even then,
look,
no,
it's not.
What?
It's not about. It's not about fucking,
porn,
man.
Like
he was watching porn. He was watching all. Not only that. He was watching porn on the school projector, nigga. How you watching porn on school property?
Nobody
and shit,
nigga.
Nigga,
like he did.
But y'all dumbass
kids
shouldn't have been fucking taking pictures of the shit. My thing is,
what do you mean? How am I? Wait. How am I a nosy ass kid? How am I a nosy ass kid? And you projected that shit on the side of the fucking classroom. That's not my fault. How am I nosy?
So you my thing is this. So now,
hot.
Now you got to because your ass has to go and tell the homie and send the picture and do all that other shit. Now you got the evidence,
look,
and now the evidence
look,
is on your
look,
stupid ass because you had to
look,
take
nah,
a fucking picture.
Nah,
all you had to do
nah, yeah.
is you needed
all
to
I'm
tell somebody was
that.
Going
it's
and fucking
you always need proof. We in a day and age now where we all know that we need proof for shit. That's just where we at right now, all right? So the fucking teacher should have fucking known better because they know if they fuck up, the motherfucking students is going to be on their head, and that's just the way shit is right now. So that motherfucker was going to tell somebody. You telling me, okay, let's take it back to high school. You telling me that you will believe me if I came out of class like, yo, man, well, if I didn't have proof, talking about like motherfuckers were showing support and shit in class and everything, because you know motherfuckers gonna put extras on it. You need proof.
But I'm not gonna sit you out. But
so you mean to tell me?
So what is y'all camaraderie with the teachers now? Wait. Let's back up. What is y'all camaraderie? Why is y'all riding for the teachers?
How? Nigga, that's snitching, nigga. That's not my code. That's snitching.
Now,
that
I'm saying, now, if I
it
got poop for some shit, now
that's
if I got poop for some shit, and I come back and I tell you about some shit, but then you want to turn around and point the
nigga,
evidence
yeah,
at me,
how many,
that's
no
my
word.
Fault,
it's not even
I have evidence.
It's not even, no,
trying to be
it's
right
like
when you're not,
like
when you're not right.
Because I can go
you're
back
to
and
be right
you
when you're not right.
My nigga.
Yes,
my
you
nigga.
Are, though.
My nigga, how
much? Fighting it. You keep fighting it. Fuck them teachers. Fuck them teachers. Fuck them kids. Nigga. Fuck that.
Dang out right here. I'm going to come over here right over. No, we already over time. Y'all want to come in 10 minutes later before the show's over and want to extend the show
no,
into
but
extra
you,
hour.
But you act like we taking – but listen, I'm not taking up with the teacher. Like I said, he's wrong. But the student, he was snitching. However you say he was, he told. And he told somebody, yeah. And somebody told somebody, and they told somebody, and look.
But what I'm saying is like, but spot, it's like you ain't, if you see something funny and you feel like, okay, I want to have a laugh, You would show it to me, right? If you caught some shit over there, and I was like, I'm just saying. So, but that's what I'm saying, my nigga. It's not like she hit some random person. That's like it was the girl that took the picture, and she hit up her dude. Like, babe, look at this. And you know, if I get some dumb shit or whatever, my phone, I'm gonna be like, spot, phone. You know, I'm gonna send a group message to the homies. Like, yeah, y'all might want to check this out. You know what I mean?
And
then y'all may do the same thing and put it somewhere. You know what I mean? It's not nothing that don't happen. This is what I'm saying. That's the only point I'm trying to make.
But
you know what I mean? And the fact that they had to get suspended, from school for 2 weeks for sharing something that a dumbass teacher did is fucked up. That's all I'm saying. I can leave it alone after that. But that's fucked up because we would do that shit. We would do it. That's what I'm saying. I would send you some shit,
grown,
and you would
though.
Send it somewhere else. Yeah,
but
at
grown,
the same
though.
Time, my nigga, come on. But these is high school kids,
look,
my nigga. Come on.
But,
and high
okay,
school,
got,
shit.
It don't matter. Look, whoever accounted with the Facebook, that was it. Whoever was account, he got trouble too.
Okay.
You're really mad, huh?
No, because I'm a little...
You're hostile to the bad guy.
No, it's not for you, my nigga. It's just because I feel for students. Here's why. Let me share something with you since we're going
to
overtime.
When the fuck do you care about school all of a sudden?
Because here's why. When I was in school, my nigga, I was part of a big-ass scandal in my high school, nigga, because don't forget, the origins of 4DB done came from, you know, all kind of shit. Started in high school or whatever, nigga. When I used to sneak my video camera to school, you know, hiding in my duffel bag and shit or whatever, recording all the behind-the-scenes shit and, you know, shit that, you know, motherfuckers. And this is back in the days before reality radio, before motherfuckers was like, you know, we going to see everything. You know, I had all the behind-the-scenes shit or whatever. Now, fast forward. There's a party that goes down at school. You know what I mean? But this is a party that nobody knows about. But I done recorded all the behind-the-scenes shit, like, you know what I mean, motherfuckers fucking, head, you know, all kind of crazy shit, whatever, right? Now, then the tape gets, you know, the tape gets leaked around school or whatever, but at the time there was a crazy-ass teacher that I had that was one of them motherfuckers that, like, I don't give a fuck about shit. But let me, long story short, nigga, I've been through that shit, nigga, behind the tape that I made, but it wasn't leaked through me. You know, but since motherfuckers talked about it, heard about it, motherfuckers brought me in, motherfuckers wanted to see a copy of the tape. I had to turn the copy of the tape to the principal, but by then I had made another copy. So then when I got suspended, the teacher that was on my side, I had a teacher that was riding for me, showed the tape in class. Nigga, showed the tape. Nigga, like, nigga, we gonna watch this, nigga, through all the other classes, because, you know, that's when you had six periods and shit. So he showed it to each of his classes. Nigga, like, fuck that, we gonna watch it. So everybody, nigga, my tape, he almost got fired, and there was just this whole thing. So I ride for students on that shit. That's why I felt some type of way about that, nigga. That's why I do. Because,
it was
nigga, fuck that.
Nice, but
nigga,
I understand
like,
where you're coming from. I feel you. But it's the difference between your generation and this generation now, man. You know what I'm saying? First thing they did, take off their phone and snitch. You know what I'm saying? First thing they did. Like, they didn't get to say, ooh, take off the phone, snitch. Boom, 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 boom. That's it.
Because everybody's trying to get out of that. They're trying to get their likes up. But let's get up out of here, y'all, man. So, Steve Geek, shout out to you, man. Fall Fresh, West with it, man. Any shout outs y'all want to give? I don't know. Y'all want to drop y'all links?
I want to shout out,
man. We got to get out of here.
I want to shout out these nuts. You know what I'm saying? I would be nothing without you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. Stupid.
You know what I mean? But I just want to give a shout out to all the bitches, the niggas, the hoes, the tramps, the sluts.
No, only the bitches.
Maybe the tramps and the sluts too, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, the tramps and the sluts too, but mainly the bitches. You know what I'm
plural. We're going to use plural. Yeah, just bitches.
And we mean bitches in the most respectable way.
Yeah, with a Z.
With a Z. Anyway, what's the Instagram, y'all, man? What's y'all Instagram and shit? Y'all want to follow y'all?
Instagram. Yeah, you know, hit us up, HXX, mate. Yeah, DZ. Yeah, my bad, man. This nigga's stupid. HXXDGEEKZ. Yeah, Hood Geeks. Hit it up. Instagram, you know. Bam.
There it is, y'all. Make sure y'all holler at it. MIA, any shout outs you want to give real quick before we get up out of here?
Man, I want to give a shout out to all these bitch ass, little dick ass niggas. You feel me? Fuck y'all. What about you, man? No, I'm just playing though. But yeah, though, just come back and bang out with us. You feel me? Keep it real. Play it.
For sure. Queen Deezy, shout out. Let the people know what's up real quick before we get up out of here.
Shout out to everybody who tuned in tonight. Y'all are wonderful. Thank you for the laugh, because I definitely needed it.
Nah, man.
I definitely needed it tonight, so I appreciate y'all. And this Jose Cuervo. Thank you, Jose. That nigga ain't never did me dirty. I appreciate that.
Man. So punk. You're the only real nigga in my life.
Yeah. You know, they never did me foul.
The motherfucking Mexicans, we hate them, but we love them motherfucking ass.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. That nigga don't cheat, huh? He just chase.
That nigga put that shit down. Every time.
Y'all know, if y'all didn't know, y'all could bless Queen V with a bottle of tequila. I love tequila. 1800 Jose, them is my two main. You can definitely drop a bottle of Patron on a nigga too. But Jose Cuervo and 1800 is my two, you know, them
it's
is the thing that I can definitely
Jose
afford.
Jose Cuervo, I can fuck with it, but 1800 don't get me loaded.
I love 1800.
I don't
is
know.
Beautiful, man.
It don't get me drunk.
Man, if I have the, I think I might have to definitely do that tomorrow too. Let's see what my bank account looks like. Anyway.
Ramen. See what the funds is.
Anyway. I did that already. If you guys want to follow us on Facebook, Bang Out Radio, let's see, on Twitter, at Real Bang Out, on Instagram, Bang Out Radio, follow us. All that good shit. If you guys want to send me your music, it's queenvvee1991@gmail.com. queenvvee1991@gmail.com. If you guys want to follow me on Instagram at CaliQueenV, that's CaliQueenVEE. I did everything.
Tell
me, I'm gonna talk back. I'm done.
Bag of bitches, aka 4DB with it. LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Like I said, we went to overtime tonight, but fuck it. That's what, like I said, you never know what transpires tonight. The Hood Geeks checked in, we had to run it over a little bit, but that's what happens. That's what goes down. So shout out to Fresh West, MIA in the building. Like I said, Queens always, it's always a pleasure. Like I said, anybody that comes through Bang Out Radio, yo, man, I'm trying to do my outro, man. Hey, what the fuck do you want?
Real quick. Shout out to Witty Gang, man. Follow us on Facebook, man, the Witty Gang page. You know what I'm saying? I had to plug it.
Nigga, I don't know the Witty Gang. I don't know the Witty Gang. What is it? Just say, nigga, plug it. Nigga, if you're going to plug it officially, nigga, like I said, I forget because, you know, I'm under the influence, so I'm not good for plugging shit.
It's the Witty Gang, right? It's Witty Gang.
Is it about me? 1T, WITITGANG, you know,
WITITGANG. You know what I'm saying? Follow us.
Nigga, because they see, they're going to see the pictures, the videos, like the ones with you and girl falling shit, the ones from the parties, you know what I mean? They get to see all the shit, right? They get to see all the shit, right? Okay, for sure. All right, so back to what I was saying, y'all. Like I said, make sure y'all fuck with Bang Out Radio. Like I said, West Coast Wednesday, some nights, we got to do it tonight. Tomorrow we all Fuck You Fridays come in. Like I said, what is it, 8 to 10 on Friday? All Talk, No Music. 5 Sundays on Sunday, 8 to 10. Playing the top slappers from the top independent artists from around the world. Triple N Show, More Music Monday, All Music, No Talk. Turned Up Tuesdays with the Hoogies. What the fuck? Why y'all messing up my out, man? Y'all see y'all motherfuckers, man. And then we'll be right back here next week, man. Like I said, West Coast Wednesday, something back. So I know how I get down. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. We'll holler at y'all next time, y'all. We out.
This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. All right? So put the kids to bed. We the boys. With that being said, we done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking? Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Feels so good. I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
From the jump, when you fucking with me, we could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right, but now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chillin', so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt on, was popping with that ass. Passion of a poet, I want it, so drop it. I smashing and she knowin' I'm on it like I got it. Lights, camera, action is cracking, yeah I'm strapped up. Light skinned, attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friends, she can get it too. Weed is not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
With your girl looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling. Can you satisfy my appetite? Anytime, day or night. Dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games. Smoking weed or getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong. It's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it. And I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy. Cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel cause I dig deep. You hear a lot of noise. Cause she can't speak. Bed or the backseat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter. Want me up in it, then I'ma wrap my dick and throw it out. But I like to pull hair slap at the titty grab. Got a trophy cause she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do. You can't hang, gotta go.
But I do dagger.
Let's review the video. We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
Little mama got a thing going on,
like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass, I still see your thong. By all means, get your swing on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash, I guess you wanna tangle. The way you poppin' is ridiculous. The faces exchange, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood instead of flossy. We boogie at the club or hood walk the house parties. We posted, girl, you and the homies hangin' ferocious. Could smoke a size you up or not while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West Monster penny dropper right at there. Anything else is obsolete. Ride a Mac and baby, it's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave an ass some pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the way, and the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shed and begin to blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.